Hi, my name is Jose Miguel Parrella, and in this video I'll show you how to host an open source application in Azure that you'll serve as an Office 365 application, and we'll do that by using just Linux and a simple browser. So to get started, we'll create a new folder in our Linux machine. Let's call it MQ01. It's going to be the name of my project, and it's also going to be a Git repository. So we'll create a new Azure website using the Azure command line tools that are NPM Node.js based. And then we'll also initialize this directory as a Git repository. So to do so, we'll just do Azure site create, then we choose a location, find a name, I'll use just MQ01, same as my folder, and then we'll add dash dash git. So Azure site create will create the website in the West US data center. It will call it MQ01. It will also initialize my local folder as a Git repo. It will ask me for my deployment credentials, which I should have created previously through the Azure portal. And then this is going to be an empty site, and I can deploy any PHP, Java, Node.js, Python, Django, and ASP.NET application to it. So I'll just provide my username, and then this has been initialized, and I'll start working on my application. So this is going to be a simple HTML JavaScript application. I already have some snippets right here. And so I'm going to use office.js, which is the way I can call the Office 365 components from JavaScript. This could as well be any PHP, Java, Python, etc. application that just in the front end uses office.js, because Azure websites can run any of these open source frameworks, and then office.js will allow you to interact with Office 365. So I'm adding two scripts. I'm adding jQuery as well. I'll use it to populate some elements. And then in the body, I have a simple table with the sender and recipient display name and email addresses. And then I have some JavaScript code, which is actually the application logic. It's going to be an Outlook application, so it's going to be a mail application. And then I'm going to initialize the application by taking the mailbox and the settings. And then I'm just going to go through the sender display name and address, as well as the recipient display name and address. And I'm going to use jQuery to put that in the corresponding component of the table. So I'm just going to copy this code over to my VM, and I'm going to call this default.htm. It's going to be the default HTML file for my application. So I just copied that. Let's add it to the repo. And then the other component of the application is a manifest file, which is an XML file. You can see it right here. The three things that they'll look at is, the first one is the UUID. I don't have a unique UUID generator, so I'll just change one number there. Then there's the display name, the description of the application, just a simple JavaScript app. And the important parameter here is the source location. So this will point to the default.html file. So you just have to replace this with whatever name of your site is. In my case, I use MQ01, so I'll use that. So just MQ01.AzureWebsites/default.htm, and notice I'm using HTTPS for this. So I'll just copy this over again. We'll call this manifest.xml. I'm gonna paste the code, save the file, add it to Git. And now we can push to Azure. It's going to require a password, obviously. And so this is a simple HTML JavaScript application. So just static content is being pushed. As you can see, Azure is talking back to me, and it's deploying to the site. And so this application now has been deployed. If I go to my browser and I browse to mq01.azurewebsites.net/default.htm, I should see just the table, and it's empty because it's not interacting with any Office 365 component at this time. So let's go ahead and do that. Let's browse to our Office portal in Office 365. I'm already logged in as admin. What we'll do is we'll browse to the Exchange Admin Center. In this Exchange Admin Center, I will be able to add the application. So I'll just go to the tiles right here and then click on admin. And I have the admins for all the Office 365 components. I'm interested in the Exchange one. And then under Organization, there's a link directly to Apps. This is going to show me all the apps that are available to this tenant. So I'm just going to create a new one. I have three different ways of adding it. I'm going to choose URL. And then I'm going to point to mq01azurewebsites.net. slash manifest.xml. This will bring the application over to my tenant. As you can see, it's right here, simple JavaScript app. This is just a JavaScript application for Office hosted in Azure. I'm just going to go ahead and edit it and make sure it's mandatory, so all the users in this tenant will have this application available. All right, so at this stage, I have enabled the application as part of my Office 365 tenant, and then I'm just going to go ahead and sign out, and I'm going to sign back in as a regular user of this tenant. Now, this user will have several options they can use as part of Office 365. They can use all these applications. They have Office Online, they have Link, they have other components. What I'm interested in right here is just going to the Outlook component of it. It's the inbox for this user. I have all the emails right here, and I'm just going to choose one. Let's say this one. As you can see, a little row will open with the applications. In this case, I have a simple JavaScript app. I have another application that was already enabled for this tenant. As soon as I click right here, this will call Azure websites. But in this case, it's going to use Office.js to interact with the Outlook mailbox. So as you can see, after I click here, jQuery populates this to groups of fields with information from this mailbox. I can do this for other components of the mailbox, such as the actual content. I can detect specific words in the content. I can work with attachments, and I can extend this to other Office 365 components as well, such as the Office Online components. This was just a simple demonstration of how you deploy a simple open source application based on HTML and JavaScript in Azure websites, and then connect it back to Office 365. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you.